Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm always excited to be able to come together with you to study the Word of God. Many times I go back through these blogs that I've written that are on the Word for Today with Ray.com on many, many books of the Bible. And as I'm going through these, I am being instructed myself again, just reminded how much God loves me and wants this relationship with me. And I know that He wants the same for you. And so I always love to go to the Lord in prayer and invite Him to be among us as we study His Word. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we do bless You. We want to study Your Word. We want You to be our teacher today, Lord, because we know that there's no greater teacher than You. You're such a blessing, Lord. We want to honor You, glorify You, give You praise and adoration that You so deserve. We invite You today to teach us by Your Holy Spirit, guiding us into all truth, and Lord, empowering us to live according to that truth. We just want to bless You. We are so grateful for You. We're thankful for Your Word. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus' Friends. And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 14. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus told His disciples, "This is My commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And in chapter 15 and verse 14 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "You are My friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Where we read, "You are My friends if you do whatsoever I command you." The verse reads, "You are My friends." John began with Jesus' words, "You are," which means you, disciples of Jesus, exist as My friends, are My, Jesus' associates, companions, and neighbors, if the following conditions are met. John shared how Jesus told His disciples they were His companions if they did the following. The verse continues, "If you do whatsoever I command you." John added the words, "If you do whatsoever," which means whether and in case you, disciples of Jesus, produce, make ready, and perform whatever I command you, or I, Jesus, order, charge, and enjoin you, disciples of Jesus. John shared how Jesus said His disciples were His friends when they obeyed and performed whatever He told them to do. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus' disciples were to be known by the keeping of Jesus' charges and commands. Salvation from God comes freely through belief in His Son Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for sins. And from that salvation come works, acts, and deeds that are in keeping with the commands of Jesus. God loves people, and He sent His Son Jesus so the world may be saved from the penalty for sins, which is death. Those who believe and trust in Him will be forgiven of their sins and be given the opportunity to do whatever or whatsoever Jesus commands them. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells His disciples, "Henceforth, I call you not servants." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.